fulfilling his destiny. He wasn't there yet. He hadn't even got to the cross yet. And there's several times in Scripture that you could look at. You could look at Luke chapter 2, 49 through 50. The Lord says that he grew in favor with God and with man. Isn't that amazing? That Jesus grew in favor with God himself. I want you to know, though, that there's times where Jesus was walking the earth and he didn't even finish his destiny yet. He was right in the middle of it. And just being in the middle of it, the Lord God himself said from heaven, "Hey, look at him. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." Boy, you want a treasure in heaven? Just get that word from the Lord that in us he's well pleased. Amen? You want a treasure? Let's finish this course where the Lord says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Amen? And we can accomplish those things, not on our own strength, not by our own power, but we can accomplish these things by the Lord himself's help. Amen? I want to remind you that in the Bible it says in John chapter 7, verse 37, it says this: "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, 'If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.'" You know what I'm telling you? That how we're going to get through, not just last year or this year, but how we're going to get through every year and every day of life going forward is we're going to have to remember to put God first. Amen? Put the Lord first. Amen? Because when things go wrong and things happen in a way that are out of your control and things happen and they come along in life, and not everything that comes into your life is the will of God. Amen? Tough things can happen. But there's a scripture that I just want to land on here for a few minutes in the book of Romans. And before I get there, though, I want to remind you that we started out talking about that the Lord would give us strength so that we wouldn't faint, right? And I want you to know that that word faint means that we can get weak. We can have a dizziness come upon us. It's almost like we start to faint. It's because we get close to losing our consciousness. Amen? And the way to stay above that is to stay with God so that he can strengthen us and that he will be with us to strengthen us in every moment. And it says here in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." Amen? Let me tell you something. When we have events happen that are not good, we got to press in. When things come up that don't go our way, we can't back up from well-doing. In fact, the Bible says, "In due season, we shall reap if we faint not." Amen? Oh, I got to put this on you. If the Bible says that we can fight the good fight of faith, what is it implying? Not only are we going to have to fight, but we got to fight a good fight. In other words, we could fight a bad fight. We could be unprepared. Or we could be unwilling to do what it takes to stand in the middle of the fight. Amen? So let's make sure that we fight the good fight of faith. Let's make sure that we remember that when things don't turn out the way we would like them to turn out, that we don't give up. Because all things work together for the good of those who love God according to his purpose. In other words, there's things you're going to have to work through to see good outcomes. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, I thank the Lord that I was talking to a couple here recently, and they said that they had decided to throw in the towel. I mean, they were ready to get a divorce. And the woman said that she went to work, and in her daily devotional, she's like, I don't even like reading my devotional today, because why? My husband just said he divorced me. I told him that I don't love him either, and she said she was just going through all this, but something just kept telling her, read your devotional. And guess what it said? What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Wow. And she said right there, she realized, uh-oh, this really means that him nor I can even put this under. So she prayed about it and messaged her husband, shared it with him, and said, hey, if you're willing, I'm willing. You know, maybe we should spend some time praying about this. And before they knew it, they realized this. They had quit including God in what they do. They had quit praying for each other. They'd quit praying for their family. They realized they had quit praying about their finances. They were just kind of going along. And all of a sudden, they started reinvesting in each other. All of a sudden, they started praying for each other. And they started remembering why they got married. And they started putting these things back up before God. And they said, I can't believe it. Here we are ready to give up the marriage and the dream that God gave us, all because we could quit investing in it what we did in the beginning. Let's make sure that we don't quit investing. See, remember, sometimes we know that the Bible says faith comes by hearing, but hearing by the word of God. Amen? It doesn't say faith comes by having heard. That's written that way on purpose, so that we continue to go back to the word. We continue to pray because we need to sow anew so that we can have new harvests. Amen? But I want you to know something. Just think about something. Before you give up, before you throw it away, just ask yourself, am I thirsting after the Lord and putting him first in this? Have I prayed about it? Have I asked God in? No matter what the difficulty is, no matter what the struggle is, am I waiting upon the Lord? Because he will renew our strength. And he will cause it to work out in our good. Amen? So this is what we're going to do about what's going on in our world right now. We're going to pray. We're going to use our faith. And we're going to believe God. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory, God. And we just declare your goodness, Father. Lord, right now, I hear you speaking out to us saying, please, just open the door. I'm knocking. Step towards me. Use your faith. Pray. Ask me in. I want nothing more than to rescue you. I want nothing more to walk with you like I did Adam. I want nothing more than to walk with you like I did Jesus, like I did Paul, like I did Mary, like I did Peter, like I have done everyone in the past who has reached towards me. Amen? Father, we thank you for your goodness, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. And God, we thank you that in this time, you're just going to refresh us, Father. God, that no matter what's going on around us, Father, you are going to abide with us, and we're going to see your goodness in the land of the living, and we're going to see your goodness in our life, Father. Lord, we're going to write visions, and we're going to dream dreams, because you're still going to fulfill destinies, Father, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. All. Father, we join our faith with Mandy right now, and we pray for Ava, Father. Lord, we put her before you, Father, that when she goes for this doctor's appointment, God, Father, everything would be revealed. God, I pray in Jesus' name that, Father, they don't even find an issue, Father. Lord, that things will be revealed, Father, to know what the issue is, if there be one, God, but that healing would come, Father. And Lord, just touch her heart, touch this situation, Father, supernaturally, God, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Father, right now, we put Heather's request before you for Edith, Father. And Lord, we pray for her mother and her sister, God. Lord, wow, this family is battling cancer and sickness, Father. And Lord, right now, we just loose healing into every situation, Father. Lord, we loose your grace into their lives, Father. We loose your grace to strengthen them, God. And Father, we just thank you, God, that you would touch them in Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord, we put Regina's son before you, Father. And Lord, we just pray that supernatural you continue a work of healing and blessing, Father. Lord, we put Jim before you, Father. And Lord, we know, God, that he has some issues within his lungs, God. But we pray, Father, even right now, that that would be cleared up, God, that you are bringing healing upon him in Jesus' name. And Lord, we put the Lowmaster family before you, God, and they have suffered a loss, Father, in their family. But God, I pray, God, that even right now, you would strengthen them, God. You would encourage them, God. Father, you would bring them through, God, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, hallelujah, amen. We just pray for Steve and Alicia, Father. And Lord, we thank you that your hand is upon them, Father, and that you are touching every situation and everything that's before them, God. We declare your blessing and grace, Father, upon them, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I just want to tell you again that all things work to good for those who love God. Amen. So let's just stand in his grace, and let's not let things around us shake us, not even the calamities in the world, because we know that God has things in his hands. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you.